At any rate, I've done a bunch of these recall notices you should have gotten over the last couple of years. We'll go through them quickly. Number one is ulcers. How many of you ever heard that ulcers is caused by stress? Okay, everybody's heard that. If you don't raise your hand, you got Alzheimer's or you're fibbing, right? Well, we knew 50 years ago in the veterinary industry that ulcers, at least in pigs, was caused by a bacteria called Helicobacter pylori. And, of course, we couldn't get one of these high-priced stomach surgeons from Mayo Clinic. In fact, we always used to yell, "Hold the Mayo," when they'd say stuff like that. And otherwise, your pork chops would be $275 a pound to pay for that kind of surgery. And we learned that with a trace mineral called bismuth and the tetracycline antibiotic that we could prevent and cure those stomach ulcers in pigs without surgery. And so that's what we did. It cost $5 to cure a pig of stomach ulcers with bismuth, the trace mineral, and tetracycline. Well, the National Institutes of Health now, not the National Enquirer, but the National Institutes of Health came out in February of this year, February 1994, and said ulcers are caused by a bacteria called Helicobacter pylori, not stress. And they can be cured. They actually use the cure word in this news release. Medical researchers never do that. They always say, shows promising results or may be beneficial. They use the cure word, National Institutes of Health, and they say, can be cured with a combination of the trace mineral bismuth and tetracycline. Well, for those of you who don't know what bismuth comes in, you can get it from any grocery store or drugstore. It's pink, about $2.95 for an 8-ounce bottle, and it's called Pepto-Bismol. So a teaspoon a day full of Pepto-Bismol and some Oremycin calf scour pellets, you can take care of ulcers. Now you have your choice, whether you're going to treat your own for $5 or go get whittled on. That's your choice. Then what's the number two cause of death in Americans? Terrible disease called cancer, right? Now when doctors get information on cancer, you'd think they'd photocopy that, and when they send you that bill, instead of threatening you with collecting, you know, one of these collection agencies, they should send you some photocopies of this stuff. Well, in September of 1993, the National Cancer Institute, not the National Enquirer, but the National Cancer Institute and the Harvard Medical School up in Boston did a study on cancer patients, and they came out and they said an anti-cancer diet was found. I can tell you, when the National Cancer Institute sent that information to your doctor, he leaned back in his chair, wadded it up, and did one of those things. Right in the waste can. He's real good at throwing that stuff in there. The only thing he reads is, oh, I get gold golf clubs if I sell 20 prescriptions of Prozac a month. Think about it, folks. Think about it, folks. Well, at any rate, they picked China to do this study because in one province, Henan province in China, they have the highest rate of cancer in the whole world. They took 29,000 people for 5 years in this study. And what they did was give them different vitamins and minerals at double the recommended daily allowance for Americans. Now, that's a trivial amount. For instance, they use vitamin C for one group, and, of course, the RDA, or recommended daily allowance for vitamin C, is 60 milligrams. Double that's going to be 120 milligrams. You can't go into a health food store and find a vitamin C tablet or capsule for less than 500 milligrams for an adult. And, of course, Linus Pauling, the gentleman with two Nobel Prizes, says if you want to prevent and treat cancer with vitamin C, you got to use 10,000 milligrams a day. Well, all the doctors who used to argue with him back 35 years ago are all dead. And today, Linus Pauling's still 94, and he works 14 hours a day, 7 days a week on his ranch in the Big Sur in California and teaches at the University of California, San Francisco. So you have to make up your choice whether you're going to listen to the dead doctors or Linus Pauling. Your choice. Okay, vitamin C, double the RDA, nothing happened. Vitamin A, double the RDA, nothing happened. Zinc, riboflavin, the trace mineral molybdenum, niacin, nothing happened. In one group, they got a major benefit. In this group, they got three nutrients at one time. They got vitamin E, they got beta-carotene, and the trace mineral selenium. Those three were at double the RDA. And if you get a 0.5% benefit in any nutritional or pharmaceutical experiment, you've made a major improvement in humanity's life. And so these articles get published. So I want you to remember that statistic percent is major benefit. Well, in this group that received the vitamin E, beta-carotene, and selenium for 5 years, deaths from all causes were reduced by 9%. Almost 10 out of every 100 or 1 out of every 10 who were going to die in that 5 years from any cause survived. Then cancers, all cancers, 13% survived who would have died without those three nutrients. So 13 out of 100 lived who would have died. And then the type of cancer that was most prevalent in Henan province, stomach and esophageal cancer, 21% lived who would have died. 21 out of 100 lived. Now to me, those are significant numbers. And your physician, for the number two cause of death in America, should have sent every one of you a photocopy of that. at least giving you information. Even if he didn't want to give you the advice, give you the information, let you make up your own mind. Well, here's one I think is funny on one hand, and on the other side, it tells you the attitude of physicians. This has to do with arthritis. It was in September 24th, 1993 that it was released. Again, it was from the Havard Medical School and the Baston VA Hospital. How many of you in here have ever been to a VA hospital? Anybody in this room? Okay, good. Well, you know, the people who've been to a VA hospital, you have two opportunities to give your life for your country. One's on the field of battle, and the other's in the VA hospital, right? Well, at any rate, the title of the release was Chicken Protein Halts the Swelling and Pain of Arthritis in a Patient Trial. And what they did, they took people who failed to respond in any way to medical treatment for arthritis. These people got gold shots, methotrexate, they got aspirin, prednisone, cortisone, everything else you can think of, physical therapy. And the only thing left for them was joint replacement surgery. Okay, now before Harvard Medical School and the VA hospital was going to give it to them, they said, look, we're looking for some people who are willing to suffer for 90 more days, just 3 months, because we want to try something, a short-term experiment. And they got 29 volunteers. And what they did for those 29 volunteers who failed to respond in any way to medical treatment for arthritis was they gave them a heaping teaspoonful of dried chicken cartilage in their orange juice every morning. Just a heaping teaspoon of ground-up chicken cartilage. And in 10 days, according to Harvard Medical School, all the pain and inflammation was gone. These are people who didn't respond in any way to medical treatment. In 30 days, they could open up a new pickle jar that had never been opened. And in 90 days, 3 months, they had maximum return of function. Now, here's the funny part. The funny part comes by a statement of the guy who was the director of that study from Harvard Medical School, and here's what he said. Quote, listen to the words, they're very important. Quote, after 3 months, it was clear that the drug was beneficial, unquote. Because it worked, chicken cartilage had become a drug. You can see he's thinking about patent numbers, and his eyes are rolling around with $300 a capsule, 20 patients, and you can just see him calculating, right? That means if you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and you buy a bucket of chicken, throw away the skin and the meat and eat the ends off the bones, you're practicing medicine without a license. And if you go to a Kentucky Fried Chicken in the middle of the night, in the dark of the night, and you go to their dumpster and you root through there and you collect 2 5-gallon feed buckets full of chicken bones and you take them home with a hammer and you pound off the ends of those bones and dry your own cartilage in the microwave, you know, you're manufacturing a pharmaceutical and the FDA is going to put you in jail. Well, if that's a little messy for you, and you don't want to pay those lawyer fees, you can go into any grocery store and get some Knox gelatin. Women know about Knox gelatin because it's good for your fingernails and your hair and your skin. It has the raw materials for chicken cartilage, has the raw material for your cartilage. It's made out of beef cartilage and beef tendon. And if you take 2 of those little half-ounce envelopes a day in your orange juice, and you take it with 1 ounce per 100 pounds of body weight of colloidal minerals, next time I come by here in 3 months, you're going to run up on this stage and hug me and kiss me if you got arthritis. How many of you ever heard of Alzheimer's disease? Everybody's heard about it today. 50 years ago, when I was a little kid, there was no such thing as Alzheimer's disease. It's a new disease, one of those things that just sort of happened. Now it's a major disease. 1 out of every 2 people who reach age 70 get Alzheimer's disease. Pretty scary. Well, we learned 50 years ago in the animal industry how to prevent and cure in the early stages Alzheimer's disease in livestock. Can you imagine how much a farmer would lose if the pigs were all laying there scratching their heads saying, why am I here? Where is the feed box? Because if they're not gaining a couple of pounds a day, you're losing money, right? So we learned in the agricultural industry how to prevent and in the early stages cure Alzheimer's disease. And we do it with high doses of vitamin E and low intakes of vegetable oil. You say, Wallach, that's crazy. High doses of vitamin E. Well, you should have got a recall notice from your doctor in July of 1992 because the University of California, I mean, we're talking about a sophisticated research medical school here. University of California, San Diego came out and said, vitamin E eases memory loss in Alzheimer's victims. Now, they're only 50 years behind on that from veterinary medicine, so they might be safer going to a veterinarian. Then how many of you in this room ever had a kidney stone? Anybody in here ever get that, kidney stone? Okay, I see a few in here. What's the first thing a doctor told you to give up nutritionally when you got your kidney stone? Give up calcium. No dairy. No dairy. None of those vitamin mineral things with calcium in them because they have the stupid, naive, ignorant belief. That's pretty intense. They have the stupid, ignorant, naive belief that the calcium in your kidney stone comes from the calcium you eat. when in fact it comes from your own bones when you have a raging calcium deficiency, a raging osteoporosis, then you get kidney stones. We learned 1,000 years ago in writing in the agricultural industry, if you wanted to prevent kidney stones in livestock, you better give them more calcium. You better give them more magnesium and more boron. Now, the reason is, of course, bulls and rams and sheep have special anatomy. When they get a kidney stone, they die. They're called water belly. They die. When you and I get a kidney stone, we just wish we were dead. But no farmer is dumb enough to pay for the feed for an animal and have it die before you can either eat it or send it to market. So we learned how to prevent those things. Well, you should have got a recall notice from your doctor, especially you people who've had kidney stones. Your urologist should have sent a notice to you. This was about 15 months ago, March of 1993. It says, calcium limits kidney stone risk, and this is from the Harvard Medical School up in Boston, by the way. In a study that turns conventional medical wisdom on its head, researchers have found that people whose diets are rich in calcium run a reduced risk of developing kidney stones. In a study of more than 45,000 people who were ranked into five categories, the group that had the most calcium had no kidney stones. So it took them 1,000 years to catch up.